just for the lulz. That shit pisses me off every time I hear somebody that's like, I voted for Trump because I thought it'd be funny.
Really? Like,
yeah, congrats. It's really,
really funny now.
Yeah, your joke is super fucking hilarious.
I've been
too.
Laughing really hard for the last 3 years.
Percent of this podcast will use it.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
Everybody, and welcome to the Discount Podcast. I am your host, Anton. With me is Jovi.
Jovi Hausen.
And Mike.
Hi.
If you're returning, welcome back. If this is your first time, fuck off.
We're sorry.
Yeah.
It's always my thought. I'm like, I'm sorry. I mean, welcome. Hope you like it.
Yep. So to get this out of the way.
Fuck you, Steve!
Cool.
Oh, he's right, like six episodes behind, and he has an IT job, and I think that's dumb.
I feel like he should be caught up if he's got an IT job.
Right.
Is he working from home, too?
Probably. I don't know if he still is.
Do it.
But I don't want to expose too much about his workplace, either, so...
Yeah,
oh, we're watching the NXT TakeOver that just happened. BT Dubs.
Yeah,
we started it at some point ago. I don't know.
We're watching the five-man match.
Ouch.
They just threw ladders at each other, so there you go. Just get to that point, you'll be all caught up.
I guess at that point, do we want to open with the razzles?
Oh, with the bell?
The dazzles.
So, Velveteen Dream is back, and he immediately got a spot for a title.
Yeah.
Look, in my mind, it's one of two things. Either A lot of screenshots were made up, which is a definite thing that happens, and a lot of claims were made that weren't true.
Yeah, Photoshop's really easy to learn.
Yeah, especially, like, copying and making tweets. It's, like, way too easy. And he should be back and getting back to where he was as far as rising star status. Or it's all true, everything is awful, the end. I don't...
But that doesn't explain why he'd be back, though.
Yes, it does.
No, I mean...
Wrestling's a toxic shithole most of the time. So, like...
I mean, that's true.
Somebody's gonna hire Joey Ryan again at some point.
Probably.
So...
It'll be some lower territory.
Yeah. Or some fucking wrestling con that wants to do it for the tweets.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. He'd charge
more likely, like, a wrestling con. He'll charge, like, $75 per autograph. And people will go just to start shit with him and get a million viral videos and shit and TikToks and whatever. And it'll go great until everybody realizes that they gave money to a sex offender.
Whoops.
And probably won't have regrets because it'll probably just be a bunch of white boys that are like, it was for the lulz, man.
It was for the lulz. That shit pisses me off every time I hear somebody that's like, I voted for Trump because I thought it'd be funny.
Really?
Like, yeah, congrats. It's really...
It's really funny now.
Yeah, your joke is super fucking hilarious,
I've been
too.
Laughing really hard for the last 3 years.
It's been awesome.
Really, I think I don't have too much to say about wrestling right now. We probably have a guest next weekend after SummerSlam, in which we'll probably, I don't know, have notes and stuff. Like, people who know what they're doing. I don't know about that.
That means I gotta work.
AEW's still been really good, and I guess, spoiler, if for some reason you haven't watched it already, Brandi Rhodes and Allie did not win the women's tag team tournament, which is big
Thank
enough
God.
News on its own time.
Thank God.
Yeah, because that was
that was my whole point.
That was one step away from being me being like, come on, man.
Like,
you can't
really...
just give your wife everything, Cody. I know you want to hand her the world. I can see the way you look at her. But can't do it professionally without people noticing, bro.
Like I said, I think that was the trade-off, was we'll give you an action figure. You'll be the first woman AEW.
Babe, listen to me. Figure. You'll be the first black woman that has a wrestling figure. I don't know if that's true. So don't at me about that part. But I feel like that was Cody. Like, babe, you'll be the first black woman with a wrestling action figure, but you can't win the tag tournament. And her being like, but I've been working really hard. And him being like, babe, yeah. There are people from the indies that have been working just as hard for four times the length of time. Like, we can't do that.
And they're not married to me.
Yeah. None of them are married to me. And I don't know, the AEW heels thing didn't really go over very well.
It's funny.
To say the least. Hooray, an open space for women wrestling fans. Dope. Yeah, it's $50. What? A month.
Thought it was a year.
It might be a year.
I say 50, yeah, 50 a month is too much. That's like 50 and a like, year I could see.
Yeah, 50 and 50 a year is like somewhat reasonable. It was just the way that they like hyped it up. I guess according to the people who are maddest about it, is the fact that they hyped it up as this like open free space for female wrestling fans. And then they were like, well, you gotta pay to get in. And I'm like, well, I mean, partly it makes sense because if you don't have, like, a barrier, anybody can come in and troll their shit.
Right.
And if it's a safe space for female fans, you have to make a barrier somewhere. So, like, I don't know. I understand being mad at it as far as, like, okay, X number of people are on unemployment or just out of a job right now, and there's, like, a pandemic and everything's awful and you want my money, but also... Bro, a business is still a business.
I mean, you gotta make that paper. Speaking of business, Mike, I had some
kind of... Is that the end of the wrestling minute?
Yeah, are we good?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, let me... Dope.
Whew, okay.
Yeah. Do you wanna go on the hockey thing? You wanna do that next?
I mean, we can.
Drink, bitches. Steve says that the intro for the hockey minute, you can't hear the music.
It's because there is no music. It's a bell or a...
It's a hockey puck being swung in.
I mean, I'm pretty sure...
He said he could barely make it out, but we had Dan on and he could hear it. So I think maybe Steve's just dumb, or one of our older episodes, it might have been like...
Well, the volume on the soundboard fluctuates for some reason. Yeah. So it's like every time I open it, it might be loud, it might be soft.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It might have just been a particular episode he hit, but I thought I'd give you the heads up. Anyway, back in front of the curtain, Mike, would you like to do your hockey minute?
Sure.
I can hear it.
Yeah. I mean, Mike
Yeah. Oh, man.
Okay, you gotta put him back on now. Thank you.
It's so funny how much you hate that fucking song.
I totally understand, even as a Blackhawks fan, why if you weren't a fan, you would hate it. It'd be like if you were way into college football and you heard Jump Around, and you're just like, oh my god, shut up.
At least the Blackhawks won something for the fans to be douchebags about.
Yeah. I gotta say, hearing that song when you are into the situation, echoing through the streets of downtown Chicago while people are drunk at like 10 a.m., it was pretty fucking glorious, though. Anyway.
For sure.
How's things on Mike's end of hockey?
Despite their best effort, they beat the Canadiens and are moving on to the second round. Nope. The Flyers, that is.
Nice. Yeah, if Mike says they, it's like, you know, a Wisconsinite saying we.
I try really hard not to be one of those people who's like, yeah, we really kicked their ass, didn't we? Right? And some asshole sitting on a couch like, yeah, woo!
We did so good.
I helped.
You were in the game?
Yeah.
No.
As much as EA.
I don't get it.
No. Well, they make really bad... Anyway, it's okay. We'll go on to it.
They used to make okay games, and then...
That was pretty fucking impressive.
You got anything else for hockey? Because I feel like probably not.
No, just... Yeah, that's about it. That's really all I cared about. Because that's all I watched. I was like... The only other series I gave a shit about always came on late.
I like
I was
how,
like, I don't fucking care.
I like how I gave you a whole segment, and you're just like... Flyers are moving on.
Yeah.
It's a minute.
And he's like the Orange Cassidy of this podcast. He's like, I will say what I feel I need to and nothing more.
I can give you the whole rundown for the, like, 1.5 other people that would care.
Break it down. Fuck it. We talk wrestling. Not everybody fucking does wrestling. I talk a lot of nostalgia. Some people hate that shit. Some people just don't have that shit. Is that it, then? Are we out, or are you breaking it down?
Since Dan will probably say something if I don't say it, Boston also moved down to the next round.
Well, good for Dan, but and I'm sorry for you.
Fuck him.
No hostility here.
I do have to say, hearing Dan actually live react to Mike insulting his team was just...
The whole city, actually.
Oh, my God. Sure. Yeah, the really. The whole fucking city.
Real chef's kiss.
Yeah, I like real fucking chef's kiss shit.
Yeah, it was cool having him on. I had a good time. It was weird hearing him speak. That's not, for some reason, that's just not what I thought he sounded like. I thought he'd be like me, like a little more gruff, you know what I mean?
Baritone?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know that he ever smoked, though.
Well, I mean, come on, give me some credit. I would have just as velvety a voice if I had not smoked. This is like satin caressing the inside of your ear holes.
Hello. I don't know who that chick is, but I like her hair.
I don't know. I haven't been paying attention. I think that's Candice LeRae.
Sure.
If I'm wrong, well, maybe you're going to call me on. I think so.
Oh, okay. She's going up and over. Gotcha. That's what we're doing. Is that it? Are we out of the
hockey? I think so.
Cool.
I mean, once it gets to playoffs, you know.
Yeah, then we'll
start. Really, sure.
There's only so much, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, this team did this and this team is not doing that. Oh, okay.
Excuse me.
We're not going to go full Sports Center about it.
Well, I have said more about hockey than SportsCenter has in the last 10 years. So.
Ooh, damn.
He's not wrong. SportsCenter is mostly baseball-oriented and football-oriented.
Eat my shit, ESPN.
I guess that was the end of the Hockey Minute, then.
Well, yeah, the good thing about the Hockey Minute is I don't have to play the sound again to leave it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make any sense. There's no need for it. And unfortunately for me, I don't have a minute. I don't get a segment. I should fix that.
Yeah, I should get a fucking vintage segment. Well, he has this obsession with fucking old tech that didn't last long. It doesn't really matter what fucking genre of tech, man, honestly. Yeah. Well, no, like my fascination with like Laserdisc.
I had a whole...
Because I feel like it was like... It was there, but nobody wanted to do it.
Yeah, I have a whole different idea for that idea. That's too long-winded. That's not something you can just, like, pop into.
Just two bullet points and move on.
Yeah, basically.
There used to be a phone that flipped way different than all the other phones. Anyway, that was, like, 1986 or something.
I really do miss that shit. They used to be so much fun.
The flip phones?
No, not... Well, when the phones started to get crazy, and it was like you had the clamshells and the swivels and the flip phones, which, I suppose those are the clamshells. Yeah, the sliders, the fuck. There's another
one. The ones that opened in the middle.
The BlackBerry.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck, I forgot about that. You're talking about that one Nokia, right? It was kind of weird shaped. Like, I don't know, kind of like a...
Octagonal? But, like, if you stretched out an octagon? No, it's
like hexagonal. Hexagonal, kind of. And, like, it opened at the middle, and then you had, like, a keyboard.
Yeah.
On one, between the two panels. That fucker was weird. Yeah. I wanted that thing, too.
But it looked like a communicator.
It really
did. Name that sci-fi, I don't care, or children's show. It's been done.
Go ahead.
There was also, for a while, I don't remember if it was a phone or an accessory to a phone, that made the exact same noise as the original Star Trek communicators.
Okay.
And had a, like, vague shape like them.
I don't really know that sound.
It doesn't matter. It was just a fun fact in tech. Granted, a lot of scientists have admitted, especially, like, I don't know, scientists from our parents' generation, a lot of them admitted they got into science and inventing because of Star Trek.
Duh.
Like, how quickly can we make it to tablets? And, well, about 20 years.
I'm a little upset that you didn't make the noise for me. I was hoping I was going to be like, I'm not familiar with that. And you'd be like, doo-doo-doo.
No, I literally can't make that noise. I can look it up for you if it helps.
No, that's
any.
No fun. I can look it up on my own time unless you want everybody to know what it sounds like.
On your own space age phone.
On my own phone that contains all of the knowledge of mankind, which I'm like, honestly, why are there arguments about, like, definitions of things at this point?
How much does Mick Foley really know?
Wouldn't it be
more
fucking,
than you would think?
I believe it, honestly.
It'd be pretty fucking dope if she looked up the sound and the one that actually played was that shitty Motorola one. It was like, hello, mortal.
Yeah, there's a video on that whole thing. Look at this thumbnail over here, the third one down.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. So it just looked like an old communicator. There's one that's a minute long that is all of the sounds that have ever happened, so I don't know how that's going to turn out.
Man, all played at once.
For a minute on repeat.
I don't need an opening for sound effects, thank you.
Is this what we're doing? We're going down this rabbit hole now?
The pager?
That's fucking lame.
It wasn't that one.
Clearly.
Oh my god, these are recreated noises too. They're not even actually the ones.
That's super
so
cool.
So anyway,
what
up.
Is that? No.
Sorry, it was an accident. I was trying to click out. And
look, I don't need any of that dramatic gopher shit going on. Not unless I trigger it. Okay, there's only one person that gets to trigger shit over here,
and that's me.
Okay.
Do you want to go to? Anyway, do you want to go to questions? The board? Anything you want to talk about?
Ooh,
the notebook.
I was looking at the board.
Because you wrote stuff in the notebook, but that's more wrestling stuff.
Oh, yeah. I guess we did have wrestling stuff to talk about, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Only because I made a point, and then you got mad, and you were like, see, this is what you should talk about on the fucking podcast. So I was like, fine, write it down.
Okay. This is a really deep poll.
Do you want me to read it?
Oh, good lord, I don't know that you'd be able to read it. I guess we're slipping back into wrestling here for a minute. That's okay, because one of the things on the board is Eric B.
And I think we did cover that, though, didn't we?
Did we cover 96, 97 Fall Brawl Jericho?
No, because you still haven't watched it.
Oh, that was...
Your homework.
Well, fucking write homework next to it. We'll get to it next time. The initiative won't beat TH2, because there being the initiative's best way to get over is to defeat the next tag team to win the titles. Dirty, right before the other team, being TH2, wins the titles. Make sense?
I mean, yeah, I said it.
Right.
Okay. Do you want me to elaborate on it?
Yeah, for those of us who have no idea what the fuck you just said.
Here. Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
Take the notebook.
So, the initiative, which is the D&D playing two men in a Leva Bates tag team thing. Uh-huh. They're very over. They have their own D&D show. They're
it's
very
Brandon
wholesome.
Cutler and QT Marshall.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's QT, isn't it?
No.
Is it not QT?
It's the librarian. Peter
oh, that's
Avalon.
Right. It is Peter Avalon. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's why they have.
Didn't they pair QT with one of them at some point?
It was QT and was it? Yeah, it was QT
Cutler,
and Cutler,
it?
But it was during BTE.
Okay, well, at least I'm
that's
not crazy.
That
I'm pulling
that's
that
That's also
somewhere.
Where Avalon came from. But anyway, they want to beat TH2. Obviously, if you know what was going on, I said this right after their match had happened on Dark. And it was because... What did you... T-A? You mean TH2?
No, the initiative.
That doesn't make
I know,
sense.
I spelled it wrong. I was thinking the wrong letter.
Okay.
Let's move on. Get
anyway,
over it. It's initiative.
Because the initiative's best way to get over is to defeat the next tag team to win the titles right before TH2 wins the titles. So,
right.
Somebody else wins the tag team titles.
Right.
The best way to get the initiative over as the underdogs they seem to be building to be is to have them beat the next tag team title holders, but do it dirty, and then right afterwards, TH2 beats that team to win the titles. Just continuing the underdog story, basically.
Gotcha. I wrote
See,
that
See, he
shit
thought that was so
even...
fucking interesting the first time I explained it.
Yeah, I made myself, like, I pulled myself out of it because I'm reading my handwriting and I'm like, what the fuck was I trying to say here? I totally understand what I'm trying to say. She'll get it. I don't get it. Yeah. Yeah, and the second point on here is TH2 deserves the fucking titles. They do deserve the titles. That was his point.
Yeah, I'm not saying they don't, but that was his, like, direct point. Was just, but they should win the titles. They and should like, win the titles. Part of the thing I think should happen for the tag teams is that TH2 eventually gets the titles. A, they're super over. B, they're very entertaining in general. And C, they can fight against a lot of different styles.
Yeah, they can match pretty much anybody.
And they tried to make them heels and it didn't work, so...
Yeah, we like the stupid swoopy shit.
The stupid dubstep. B-boys.
Yeah.
I love my little raver B-boys. They're so much fun.
They're so dumb.
And their shit on fucking stupid. Jack Evans on Twitter is just, oh my god. Did I tell you there was a whole day long where he debated with fans over where he was from? And yeah. They wanted to retweet the funniest ones where somebody was like, you say it, there they say it at your entrance, you're Jack Evans from the heavens. The answer was right there. And somebody else is like, oh, I thought you were just what happened when the experiment went wrong. And just like, I love you so much.
Oh shit, Damien won.
Good for
spoiler.
Him.
I don't give a fuck. Whatever.
Yeah, I thought did we cover Bischoff? I swore we did.
I could have sworn that we talked about him. He showed up briefly on AEW.
Right
after being fired by WWE.
I thought we covered that for sure.
We did cover that. Okay. Well,
do you want to cover your last point that you added in the middle of the week before we go to questions? Well, it might have been last weekend. I don't even remember.
The bottom one?
Yeah.
The one that simply just says, speculum. What the fuck? What the fuck is a speculum? I mean, I know what it is.
Other than a weird duck beak that forces a vagina open?
I don't know if somebody's going to hear that and be like, what do you mean what's a speculum, you fucking ignorant
dude,
dick?
Dude, I know what a speculum is.
It sucks. I don't even have to use it.
There's so many videos of dudes seeing those and having no idea what they're for, and then they hear it, and they're like, whoa, you mean my girlfriend?
Yep.
Whoa!
Dude, the last time I actually looked at one, I was just like... You would think, in all this time.
Mind you, he was with me at an appointment with a nurse and a doctor in the room, and he's just looking at it, and he's like, somebody should have improved this by now. This is cruel to women. And they looked at me like, oh. Like, they just understood. They're like, that's why he's with you. I'm like, oh yeah, he's entertaining, he's distracting, and he's smart, and definitely not sexist. So.
He took my whole story from me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You done took my whole shit from me. All right, sorry. Fuck it. Let's go to break then. I'm ready. That's a good point. Let's just go to break. It's early. All right, I'm going. I'm floating into the void. You can make the sound or not. I really don't care.
Hey, everybody. I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And this is Everything I learned from movies. And tonight, like every night, we bring you questionable movies and pass the lessons that we've learned on to you, as well as we go over some great beer and funny third thing.
Yes, we're excellent beer reviewers, and as BJCP certified beer judges, we sort of know what we're talking about in regards to that. The movies?
So if you want to hear us talk about odd movies and Izzy talking about BJing, listen to us at EILFM.podbean.com. That's Everything I Learned From Movies.podbean.com.
Hey, honey, are you ready to pop that top? Woo! My top!
Hey, everybody, this is Sedge.
And this is King Kegel, a.k.a. Lightsaber Ninja.
And we're two of the three hosts of Gaming Casual, a gaming podcast where three idiots discuss games in the gaming industry casually. Sometimes we get along, sometimes we disagree, and sometimes we go on 45-minute rants about consoles that haven't released yet.
Hey, I'm innocent here.
Bullshit. Check us out on Podbean, Google Play, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes release every Thursday.
And not for nothing, but every single person that listens to our podcast happens to be a genius and attractive.
I'm Harrison.
I'm Jordan.
Well, I'm Harrison.
I'm fucking Jordan.
All right!
And we're the Grief Rio podcast.
Let us be your unnatural Sherpa guides on this existential plane of mountainous game and movie exploration. And don't forget about that spookiness that lives within us all, but mainly in you, you spooky bitch.
How dare I'm offended?
We've been voted the best podcast to listen to by many. By many, that means a few. That's more than one.
Results may vary.
We'll see you on the next episode of Grief Burrito. Yeah.
Yes!
Hey guys, it's Kyle.
And Nick.
Do you like movies?
How about TV shows?
Pop culture?
Then check out Damn Fancy Dinosaurs.
For all your movies, TV shows, and pop culture needs,
you can find us on Podbean. Just search for Damn Fancy Dinosaurs. We're also available on Spotify and wherever you can get good podcasts.
Check it out now. Remember guys, stay fancy and enjoy the rest of the show.
Hi. All our molecules are still in the right place.
That's easy.
I think.
Just now?
Just now. That's just what now. Happens. We come back from the void and I'm just pissed. I can't do it anymore. I can't fucking do it anymore. But while we were outside, we were talking about, well, we mentioned immortality because Jovi had said living indefinitely and that sounds
would
awful.
Would be awful, yeah.
So
I said breathing indefinitely.
Breathing indefinitely.
Oh, that too.
Okay, so
it was a joke on like how we're spending our time right now. It's mostly work, home, and we see each other in like groceries. And we were just joking about how you spend your time, gaming, eating, sleeping, breathing. And I just said
sometimes
breathing.
Sometimes in that order.
Yeah, and I was like breathing. You know, hopefully in, then out, indefinitely. And they both went indefinitely. And I was like, okay. Until it stops, but we don't know when that is, and then we just all agreed that...
Yeah, but don't put a time frame, like, or a lack of a time frame.
Right.
I should say, like, indefinitely
it's
on
a,
it.
A finite amount.
Yeah, no, it's... A, yeah, Mike added a finite amount of time, and then followed, Anton said.
I mean, like...
We should put that on the board, and here we are.
Yeah. I feel like a temp mortality? A temptality? Would be okay? Where, like, you just had an extended lifespan? Like, I think, like...
Oh, like 300 years
or
some shit?
Yeah, like, 200-300 years, like, fucking... again, referencing Mortal Kombat. Edenia, which is the realm where, like, you know, all the hot wizards are and shit. like, that. Like, they live hundreds of years, but I don't think they're immortal. I think that would be okay. You know what I mean? And 300 is...
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Still a lot.
I'd say 200.
I've had 32 years, and if I had to do 10 times that, it would feel like a prison sentence in the shell.
Can we agree on 200?
I mean, I, for a long time, didn't want to make it to 60, so I don't know.
I mean, it depends. It depends on how commercially available space travel is for me.
Excuse me.
That's it. Yeah, that's it, right?
Because right now, no, fuck that noise. But, like, if I can just disappear on a
planet.
Ship. Yeah, if I can just disappear on a ship for years and, like, not just die in the void.
Yeah.
Then,
yeah, fuck
why
yeah,
restarted,
sign me up.
Sorry. I think that's why I restarted Outer Worlds, because I was like, not here? Hell yeah. And Anton would come home and sometimes he'd just be staring at the sky from one of the planets and be like, that's really pretty. He'd come home and I'd be like, isn't that really pretty? And he's like, yeah. How long have you been just standing there staring at the sky at a video game? And I'm like, I don't know.
An entire day once in VR.
Hey, I fell asleep. That's not fair.
But you were staring at it for an extended period of time.
You should go to the NASA website and look at all those screenshots.
Ugh,
and shit's
so
fucking
good.
Dope.
Yeah, I've never seen them.
Yeah. I saw of them because of they got moved, well, posted in r/space porn, so it's pretty fucking dope. Granted, yes, perfect on VR is the place to be.
I haven't done that since we bought it.
It's so good.
The only thing I play now is Beat Saber and
I
like
know.
Super Hot and like.
You still haven't played Alouette.
Alumet.
Alumet. Sorry.
No, I have not. I watched you play it. I got it.
I cried a lot.
Yeah, I don't need to.
I legit opened that game and, like, the whole setting was put to me. And then I realized you were just, like, in God mode. You're, like, watching the story play out. So you just can, like, look around and, like, put your head in the environments and shit. And I just started crying.
Like, you can't interact with anything. You don't affect anything.
You're just
there. I'm out.
Yeah, you just watch.
It's mini an experience. Movie, but like you can just look around everything, and you do interact to a point, but still, it was one of those things where I think I just got overwhelmed with the new technology. It was like something I hadn't thought of was a movie that you could just god mode.
I mean, it's pretty dope.
And overwhelmed with the concept. Just like, what the fuck am I doing here?
Dude, if you got a PlayStation, get VR. I'm not going to tell you to get an Oculus because that shit is expensive, and the kind of PC you need to run it is not a... It's not a little boy. It's a big, beefy bitch.
Right.
You'd be better off getting, like, a Quest. I want a Quest so fucking bad. Damn it, I want a Quest so bad.
I mean, PSVR right now is probably pretty cheap because they're working on the new one along with the PS5, so...
Why are you handing that to me?
Oh, well, you put your glass where I can't reach it. I thought you had it.
Oh, no, I did not.
I can't reach it.
I mean, I guess I'll drink from the bottle like a fucking... like a vagabond, but...
Hang on, I'll try...
Look at that, you did it. You gotta have some fucking faith in yourself. She still hands it to him. That's the whole point.
No, that was your punishment for putting it somewhere dumb.
Oh my god, whatever. Anyway, Mike, I have some exciting news to tell you. It's not as exciting as it could be, but it's exciting to me, just based in what it is.
Not as exciting as it could be is my entire life.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, but you are a simple creature. Like, this will pale in comparison to, like, a good snowstorm.
Thunder snow?
Thunder snow.
Look, even I am like, thunder snow, fuck yeah. Also, look out for our band's first album, their debut album, Thunder Snow. dropping next summer. It's going to be the hottest album of 2021.
Assuming there is a 2021.
Right, though. We'll get to that.
Shouldn't it come out in, like, you know, winter? Because thunder snow?
No, I think it'd be funnier if it came out in spring.
For the irony?
Yeah.
Well, in Wisconsin, spring is...
It's just winter 2.0.
We could be like, thunder snow, and the name of the album could be like, Dark Knight. Something
good
like that.
Good lord.
No one will buy that. It's just out in principle.
I would. Because that it helps, like, our sales.
Not to be off track for a second, I don't know if we mentioned it last week, but for like a day and a half last week, one of the biggest trends on Twitter just kept being named, at least like in the algorithms and whatnot, Nickelback is up to something. And I was like, could we not phrase it like that? Because it sounds really ominous.
Like, they're sneaking around at night, smashing mailboxes.
Yeah, I'm like, what do you mean they're up to something?
Look
like,
at this graph.
Don't threaten me like that. What do you mean they're
Nickelback
up to something?
Is up to something.
It was just the phrasing that it's a bunch of people
nefarious.
On Twitter. Yeah, a bunch of people on Twitter were like, why would you phrase it like that? Especially right now. It's like every time, you know, a celebrity name trends, and you have to go into the fucking trending tag and be like, are they dead? Are they dead? No. Okay.
Why is Betty White trending? Oh, no! No, this is going to be terrible.
I mean, Shaquille O'Neal was trending today purely based on puns around his name.
On his pizza?
No, it was like, Shaquille O'Neal robs a bank, Shaquille O'Steal. And that was it. Whole trend based on people coming up with those.
Wow, I don't like that at all. So, Mike.
Yeah, Mike's surprise.
My exciting news is, so yesterday, what is today? Thursday, Manscaped. Are you familiar with Manscaped?
I mean, I know what it is.
The company that makes the ball shavers, the real nice ball shavers.
The lawnmower or whatever the
fuck. The lawnmower, they put out a random tweet that just said, at a podcast we should sponsor. So, you know, we got tagged a couple times, and then just being a smart ass, I sent him a DM that night and was like, so how about that sponsorship? And they sent me a message with an email address to contact. So,
and it was let us know, bro. And we were like,
Let's talk brass tacks. What's up?
67% of this podcast. We'll use it.
I'm talking to you, Dan. there really is nothing like a shorn scrotum. So, I guess we're officially you know, in talks with Manscaped, which is pretty dope. Which is pretty dope. And when we get the sponsorship and they send me the lawnmower, I'll even let you borrow it.
You're gonna like sanitize it. Don't clean it. It's just gunked up.
Not at all. I don't even clean it at all. I put too much oil on it, so the hair just sticks to it. And it's all matted, and like he goes to turn it on, and it runs for half his shave, and then it just locks up.
Oh, you mean like every hair for hair match in WWE ever?
Yeah.
Good lord.
Yeah, just the lack of technique. I didn't realize how much technique it actually took to use clippers efficiently. Like, oh, you can use them, but if you're not, if you don't know, you know what I mean, the curvature and shit. Yeah,
you gotta, like, go in and then move up, otherwise you're just fucking your shit up real bad.
Yeah, it's just not a good time.
Yeah.
It's very technical. It's, you know, shit like that.
Sorry, go ahead.
Shit like that you look at and you're like, oh, cosmetology. Right. I get it. Because on the surface, you're like, you paid how much to learn what?
Right.
And then you think about it, and you're like, oh, yeah.
And then you try to do it yourself, and then you're bleeding. And you're,
I can't do that.
That's one of those things where, like, I tip high for haircuts, even if it's cost cutters, because I'm like, as long as it turns out good. Yeah, if I get it good.
Like,
yeah. And, like, dude, some people, that's the first place they can get, because, like, renting a chair sucks, but cost cutters, you don't rent a chair. You work there with a base plus commission. Like, it's a good enough place for people to start, and some of my best haircuts were from people in school who needed hair models, so, like... Yep,
that's... Yeah.
Like, I ain't gonna be mad at somebody working at Cost Cutters and assume they suck. Unless they're a really old white woman. Then I got some fucking questions.
Your reaction was so genuine. You were just like, huh. Fuck them.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Jacqueline. Yeah, like if you
Jacqueline all day.
Yeah, if you go into a fucking Cost Cutters and like the first available person to cut your hair is like an old white woman whose own hair looks bad.
You're like,
ah. I like, can I? You know, oh, I just got a call. I gotta. I'll be back.
I have to go.
Go to the eye doctor for a tooth appointment.
Yeah, I have a fucking doctor.
I'll be back exactly when that chick's done.
Yeah.
I used to do that. It always bothered me. Like when Leah worked at the Cost Cutters up where the fucking Chinese place is.
Yeah. Like, yeah, that's closed now.
The Cost Cutters?
Yeah.
No shit. Interesting.
Are you talking about the one by GameStop and Target?
No, I'm talking about the one up by the Chinese place. Where Shopko used to be.
Oh. I forgot she moved.
Yeah, so when she started up there, like, I'd go in there, and there were a couple of hairstylists there that I knew I didn't want. One of them was this, like, sweet lady, but just very, like, I can't remember specifically. I just remember she pissed me off, and I did not want to deal with her.
I remember.
So, that's great. I'm going to keep moving. I'm gonna
move past
it. Oh, I can't
give you the really short version?
No. I want to say she was, like, conservative, which I didn't understand was a thing I was... You know what I mean? Had opinions on at the time. And like,
I just remembered what it was for your haircut.
What, she fucked it up every time?
No, it was not only that, but she would assume you didn't know what you were talking about based on how you wanted your own hair.
Oh, yeah. That's
she was
right.
The one where when you had the side shaved and the thing on top, she would always cut it all fucked up, so the part that went over was super uneven, and also the shave was just like a one all around. Ooh, without
no
a fade,
no
at
fade.
All. And he came home one of the times, and I was like, "Did you tip her?"
And of course,
because like it's gonna be like 3 months before you can get your hair cut again because she fucked that up.
It's principal, dude.
Right, and you like, still tip her, but I mean, I tipped like too fucking much for the pizza today too.
Yeah, put a pin in that.
What?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. I've gone on rants on the show before about how I fucking can't stand people that go out to eat, don't tip, or use a service where tipping is appropriate and don't tip. I valeted for a whole year. Tip your fucking valet. Like, just fucking tip. If I can tip on a shitty haircut, on a principle that I'm not happy with at all.
I'll tip people that just have tip jars because I know that that's making a difference to their hourly wage.
Like, just tip.
Unless you find
tip.
Out.
God damn it, tip!
On a semi-related, well, mostly related note, if it's your, like, local tiny restaurant, feel free to ask the person behind the counter if they have a tip jar that it's going to them, because a lot of those places
don't.
One of the managers takes it.
Mm-hmm. I worked at a place like that. The Corner Cafe was like that. Mike took all the tips.
Right across the street was like that.
I did not.
I know. I'm
sorry. Go figure. Another Mike. But he took like half the fucking tips too. So
don't look at me. Look at your mic.
Sorry. Damn.
You gotta do this weird thing. The thing that people don't understand that I didn't understand, and I used to see video of radio people doing it.
What, like, this shit?
Yeah, where they
or
make
this
these,
shit.
The thing you don't understand until you do it is that I have a microphone in front of my face and it's set directionally.
Right.
Now, Jovi and Mike are not in front of me. I cannot see them. We're not sitting at a table. We're sitting on a couch and a chair. All facing
we're
the same direction.
Yeah, side to side watching a TV.
Yes, staring at a TV. So I have to look at them, but I have to...
Just swing the...
Yeah,
come around the side.
Because your voice still has to travel into the microphone, not just turning your head so you sound like this over here.
I mean, unless you want to do this and, like, pivot your mic every time you turn your fucking head.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets a little weird.
Then you won't be able to hear me.
What? Be you turning shit.
It's a real big thing for me. I like to try to keep the audio quality as good as I can get it with the limited knowledge that I think I have. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I just want it to sound decent. And that's why, you know, here we'll pivot the mic and the headphones and all that other shit, because I think it's important. Plus, you guys can hear what I'm doing. So, like, it'd be weird if we were all just sitting here and you couldn't hear the soundboard, for example.
Right.
So, like, I'm playing up to jokes that I think are funny, and they are funny.
And you're giggling your ass off, and we're just...
There's there's sounds
like,
and you're like and then I can play off that, you know, I can call you a fucker with a sound, or it's great. I mean, that would be great to be able to talk shit about both of you.
You can just say you're pissed now.
Yeah, I'm pissed now, and nobody'll know. That would be cool, but I'm not gonna do that because I'm a good co-host.
Hey, we got questions to get to.
Oh man,
we're gonna start talking the show.
That's
Do you know
what,
how many
fucking,
drinks somebody
it's a
just
podcast.
Had to take?
Yeah, it's a talk show.
I know, but I had to bring up the fucking drinking game because I wanted to hype it one more time.
Oh, you got to copy the rules.
Because I don't know how long the Facebook group is going to be up unless I go take care of it.
You
got
to copy the rules. You have to at least log in, copy the rules, and then leave. It has to go up. I'll put it up on the website.
Mean,
just send me the rules.
I was going to say, like, we can't
put it
have
up on
it
the
somewhere
website.
We can see it.
I'm going to have to see it because I'm going to have to put it on the website.
Yeah. So, anyway.
But it'll be funny to me because I don't think we do a lot of that stuff that was on there anymore.
Probably not. But
I tried to chime in at least 4.5 minutes. And
right. You've gotten better about that.
haven't solved
the
problem.
And that was what
just
we told her to add. But big ups to Linda for taking the time to make a drinking game for us. Rules may go up on the website, I guess. I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, they will if you get them to me. I finally updated the website the other day. I'm on it, man. I'm on it. Okay.
I like her dress.
Yeah. It's like a hotel robe, but shiny and somehow more form-fitting. I don't know.
Interesting.
Anyway, what's the last thing on the board before we move on to questions? Because I can't read that shit at all.
That was the sponsorship thing we talked about.
Oh. Duh. Sorry. I, like, could not tell what it said.
I know what I'm doing. I'm conducting this train, man. I'm throwing coal into the engines. I'm fucking... I'm keeping it moving. So, see here. On the Discord, which you can join by going to our Twitter, at Discount Podcast, and following that link, what is your strangest phobia or dislike? Something that other people look at and makes them ask why. Sorry, Dan, I paraphrased, but I felt like if I read what you wrote, I was going to fuck myself up. So...
I have an answer. I saw it earlier. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, go for it. I've been thinking of...
Oh,
what was that?
Ooh,
what
that
happened?
Was my toe.
Yeah, he kicked the fucking... What is that?
Ooh,
the base?
The clamp?
Yeah, the clamp
for the arm. Ouch.
Yeah. So that's going to hurt for a hot minute.
So my phobia is clamps?
mine, which, I don't know, I have been made fun of for... And, like, Anton's even teased me about it a bit. He doesn't mean to.
Oh, my God,
did you get
ow.
Seltzer in your eye?
Oh, my God, yes.
We are on a roll.
Ow.
Wow.
Dude.
Your turn.
Dude.
So.
Oh, my God.
His phobia is seltzer in the eye.
You, like, I hope you can hear that in the playback after I clean the audio up. Oh, my God. You can hear the can go thunk, like that weird,
Where it splashes back in on itself.
Yeah, and it just perfectly out the mouthpiece and directly into my tear duct.
Sometimes I'm glad I wear glasses. How about you?
Oh my god.
It's like accidentally having safety all the
Fun
time.
Fun fact, this has nothing to do with anything, but I just, you reminded me of it. Saturday night, I went for a run at like 8 o'clock at night. Fucking, it's dark. It's already dark, but I'm wearing my sunglasses because if I don't, my eyes are just the wind. This looks like I had the worst breakup and I'm crying while I'm running. So I just put sunglasses on.
That's right. Your eyes can't do anything.
And my eyes are
Yeah, it's like you on stream, dude.
Oh, yeah.
He wears sunglasses on stream, so.
Anyway, we'll get to that. Go ahead, Mike.
So.
What?
You were running? Or was that your
just the sunglasses thing. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Well, I wear my shit on stream because I have this fucking weird eye tick that I've developed, so, and I'm kind of self-conscious of it. So
I just, any sort of, not to derail what you...
No, you're good. You're just, good.
I'll wait my turn.
Just any sort of, if I was on stream, my eyes would just start watering.
I mean, you do that when we're recording.
Well, right. It's just like any sort of any social setting, my eyes are just like, nope.
Any sort of stimulation whatsoever, and my eyeballs don't know what to do.
Right.
I'm just so devoid of emotion. My eyes are like, we're full, fuck it.
So we don't know how to process, so what? No.
What's your phobia, Jovia?
You probably are going to laugh when I say it. But, my biggest one that I've been given the most shit for, I am fucking terrified of being in a car, any vehicle, really, on a bridge.
Oh, yeah.
just absolutely fucking cannot. Driving it is just... Luckily, it makes me drive really good because I'm paying attention to every inch of everything constantly. You want to see eyes darting at the speed of light. I am watching everybody.
Dude, she doesn't. When I drive, the second we get anywhere near a bridge, she checks out.
Yeah.
She blinders to the world and it's just face and phone. And that's the
only
thing
that matters. Or I'll literally close my eyes. I can't fucking deal with it.
She won't even respond sometimes.
No. I'll be like, mm-mm.
Just dead to the world for roughly a minute.
Especially when he's like, oh, look at the sun or something outside the windows. No, that's fine. Thank you. I've seen the sun before.
Despite one of my fears, I appreciate that shit. I like the, you know what I mean? It's kind of, I'm afraid of heights, so I don't like being up to that, height.
Well, mine's recurring nightmares.
Well, I
can appreciate that it's pretty, and I hate that I can't because some of the best views are there. But I had so many fucking recurring nightmares, and I don't know what the fuck caused it.
Okay, well,
other
you know
than
what?
Car accidents being young, but constant fucking nightmares. I'm in a car that somehow goes over a bridge into water, and especially with the Milwaukee interchange.
Is that like a common thing?
I think it might be.
I've never had that
Or at least out of the...
But I feel if you went online and asked people, people would be like, yeah, I have that all the time.
It's a semi-common thing, not necessarily off bridges into water, but a car that goes out of control and then leads you to be afraid of certain themes with it. Yeah, that part's common.
I mean, my recurring nightmare is that I know how to fly, but I can't control it. I always crash into the ground. But you don't see me being afflayed. You don't see me, Bobby, afflayed. Afflayed to fucking, fly.
Okay, now you just sound like you're insulting me.
Hot take. I'm gaslighting. What are you going to do about it?
I'm going to leave?
Yeah, don't gaslight
people.
Like, that's fucking terrible. Don't
come
do
on.
That.
We're trying to address a real question. You're like, yeah, this bitch over here. Oh, okay.
It was
funny. Stupid mental issues.
Look, it was funny until I said it. Now I've learned my lesson, so let's move on.
I mean, I've got that, and then I've got the... I don't know how to say it, because I've only seen it typed. It's one of those, Chameleon moments.
Okay.
sorry. Really random How I Met Your Mother reference, but... Trypophobia? Because the tryptophobia has a T in it, and I can't remember what that is. Trypophobia is the one of the... And yes, I know, it's 99% likely I'm pronouncing it wrong. But the close gathering of holes. Like that fucking frog giving birth?
Yeah, that's tryptophobia.
Yeah.
That's... There's no T there. Is that how that's pronounced, though?
It's tryptophobia.
Okay.
Pretty sure. Okay. I've heard plenty of other people pronounce it that way.
That's fine. I've never heard anybody say it out loud, yeah. So...
You've said it out loud.
Yeah, and I always said,
on the show.
I've always, maintained that I'm not sure I'm right, so... It was all just prefacing it and...
Sorry, I just remember times where, you've been... I wouldn't know that word unless you had said it to me.
Because that's what
I
know, it sounded like when you said that. I'm, tripped of...
Yeah, it's just always the way I've assumed it's been said, but the more I look at it, I'm like, maybe I've been wrong this whole time.
If you don't know what that is, it's the... Like she said, so, a honeycomb.
Just think pomegranate seeds. Yeah. Only they're hollow.
Yeah, honeycombs. What are those bugs that burrow into people?
Butterflies?
Yeah, bot flies. Somehow I still watch the videos, though. And I feel like that's, a really common thing, because it's a subreddit, so it gets linked to a lot in comments. It's awful.
Weird.
Just, our popping gets linked to a lot. But it seems like the really common, thing that's the worst part of it is, the same thing with people who aren't afraid of heights, but afraid you'll listen to the back of your mind saying jump.
I have a thing on heights here in a minute, but Mike, what's your weird phobia?
It's insanely common, but I know exactly why I have it. It's just large bodies of open water. Not a fan.
Same.
And he threw off the VR helmet on the shark one, so...
I believe it.
Yeah.
It's more so... It's because... And I know I've mentioned this.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. I know I've mentioned this, but...
Gotta get the head swivel, man.
I know I've mentioned this, but it's when I went... When I was sledding when I was 4, and I went into the river.
Oh, yeah.
Was that Killer Hill? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I thought so.
Because my dad told me, hey, when you get to the bottom, bail off the side. But, jump. Hey, asshole, I'm 4. I don't understand that. I'm down here. Oh, shit, there's a river. And then... The worst part of that whole thing is I had to wear my sister's pink coat sitting in the car, not freezing to death.
Yeah, I do believe you told the story on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I think I said something about my grandma doing the same fucking thing and getting skin grafts, and then we ended up explaining to you Killer Hill. I think that's how we finally told you about that, actually.
Yeah, I think so.
The myth, the legend. Of the hill.
It's the dumbest sledding hill that locals could have picked. Just a straight fucking steep ass downhill
right
with
in the river.
Yeah, 16 feet of flat space before you're in a river. Yeah, it's you end up going way faster than anybody on a sled should go.
Especially if it's melted and refrozen.
And then people would build ramps as it melted and refroze. So you had these completely iced over fucking hardened ramps that would launch you. Once I took my snowboard to that hill, stopped because I was oh yeah, I'll hit the ramp because I got good at being on that hill, just not in ice. And I hit the ramp and my fucking snowboard somehow left my feet and took one of my boots and went 30 feet in
Jesus
one direction.
Take the wheel.
And my hat went 30 feet in another direction and I just hit the snow and rolled all the way to the bottom and then just laid there fuck, dude. Holy shit.
Should ask Steve if he has any of the videos of me and Sean going down
Jesus.
The hill.
I've
intentionally,
heard the stories.
Intentionally off those ramps backwards.
Right. I've heard those stories.
The fact, me personally, the fact that I have not broken anything, that's me knocking on the wooden table.
That's going to sound great.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. He's going to have to isolate that and fucking edit it separately.
You're welcome. I'm here to make your life hard.
Yeah, you did that last week.
Exactly. Rutabagas.
That's gonna be another shirt, dude.
Thank you, because I was about to be like, don't fucking do it again.
Do what?
Anyway, rutabagas. Fucking rutabagas.
It's amazing I haven't broken anything.
Yeah. Well, I've only ever broken the one bone in my hand.
Oh, your boxer's fracture?
It wasn't even. I lost a fight with a fridge.
That was a boxer's fracture.
No, it wasn't. They re-looked at it and were like, no, that's close. That's what you would think would be, but it's not.
Oh.
So, yeah, I broke the backside of my hand. Anyway,
Yeah, what's your phobia?
Well, I was gonna...
Besides heights.
The heights thing...
And open water.
It wasn't the fear of heights that I was gonna mention. It was the thing...
Oh, what I said?
No, the thing that I think... Yeah, kind of. The thing that I think that people would be like, what the fuck? Is like Mirror's Edge is one of my favorite games. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know, that whole game is first person view of
standing
parkour.
On rooftops.
Jumping over rooftops
and almost dying.
Being
constantly.
30, 40 stories up at all times. And it's fucking, I get that anxiety.
Right.
Like when I watch those videos of people just walking along edges of
those
buildings.
Fucking
I'm like,
Russian videos, dude.
It makes me so uneasy, and I feel that same anxiety, but I crave it, you know, because I know I can't do it. So I'm like, well, I'll enjoy it through video form. But I think the actual fear that I have that might make people be like, what the fuck, is I fear inanimate objects coming to life. So
how,
like,
is that having to do with anything with heights, or is that a...
No, it was a different
no,
thing.
Just
oh,
that's
okay.
What the thing was, the what
sorry.
The fuck part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just that was the thing in regarding to heights. Yeah, my irrational
Ooh,
fear
that
is...
That reminds me. I'll wait, sorry.
Yeah, I don't... I fear that my physical belongings will come to life.
We
so,
have some that are daring to
But they're
all
rules.
Times.
But they're rules. Like, it can only come to life if it has a face.
You don't want, like, a Rubik's Cube? Just
no, like, yeah, like a Rubik's Cube
no.
or a Blu-ray can't come to... I'm not afraid of those things.
We had
anything
a problem
that has
with
a face.
The Cornelia / Maisie for a while that we
so
talked
Gyarados
about.
So Gyarados up there is just gonna...
Yeah,
stuff right
well, I hope I'm cool with Gyarados.
Those fucking mystery figures that we got at Goodwill were a real problem for a while because we had their arms all down, and one had a sword in its hand, and it still does, and we're pretty sure somebody just stuck it there from the other toy section.
For context, Jovi's talking about these three plastic and vinyl things that we have. Display figures. Yeah, they're about 12 inches. And they have vinyl heads that are shaped like pieces for the Sorry board game.
They kind of look like Lego legs.
Yeah.
And
they've
they
got,
Lego
like,
bodies.
Lego legs, and they've got this Dr. Seuss-ass head, and I can't remember the brand name that actually represented it. It was very popular. Blind Box shit for a minute?
Yeah, something like that.
But it was popular 4 years ago in Blind Box, and what can I fucking tell you?
So, with some searching on Reddit and some asking and some poking around, we found out that these things are display models. So, basically, the 12-inch versions that we have are scaled-up models of these, like, 3-inch
yeah, like
blind
three
bag figures.
Ish, yeah.
And they were only used for, like, conventions and comic
stores
and shit like that.
And, yeah, unveils and shit like that.
So it's like a collector's kind of thing?
Dude,
no, it's
highly,
probably
I would
worth
think.
Money to somebody, but there's no way I'm getting rid of them unless I have to.
Like, and we found those at Goodwill for $3 each. And I remember Jovi pointed one out to me, and she handed it to me, and she's like, this is fucking weird.
Yeah, that
and
was
I was,
it.
Like,
I was like,
I think I'm going to buy
this.
This
weird.
And then I found a second one and a third one. I was like, I think I'm buying all of them.
Yeah. And then we went back over the store, what, twice to make sure there weren't others?
Yeah, to make sure there weren't others.
We were like, three's a weird number. It's an appropriate number for a set like this.
It's a prime number.
Yeah, like, we're already here.
It's the loneliest number.
Because, like, the busier Goodwills have people, well, like us, who will find certain shit and hide it for later. For reasons.
When we have money.
Right.
To spend at Goodwill.
Right. There's various reasons to do it. The best place to hide anything, which is how we got the fucking Pinky in the Brain cookie jar, was somebody clearly who worked there had hidden it among, like, the slow cookers and shit.
Big just, box items.
Yeah, just, like, big stuff. And, but I caught the color and was like, excuse you? Like, it's on the bottom shelf behind a bunch of slow cookers, and, like, I should not have seen it at all. And I was like, is that
ESP
Pinky in the Brain?
In.
Yeah, like, just my brain was like, is that Pinky in the Brain upon glancing at it? And then I just walked over to Anton like a fucking happy child that found a flower. I'm like, this was over by the slow cookers. I think we need it. And he rightfully was like, do we need a fucking cookie jar? And I was like,
we don't.
We don't. Spoiler alert, but I want
don't.
That.
We don't ever have cookies.
I was like, no, we super don't need it, but like.
Also, do you want ants? Because that's how you. A cookie jar is how you get ants. Like, that's all that is. It's just an ant farm.
Yeah. Alien Ant Farm, Smooth Criminal. Anyway. I think we got another question, don't we?
We do.
And not much time.
We do. You're correct on both.
Dope.
Phoenix wants to know one food you absolutely. One food you absolutely refuse to eat and why. I already have my answer. I've been thinking about it all day.
Please go, because I can't think of anything.
It used to be century eggs.
Yeah, and then we fucking ate them. Yeah, and then we and they ate taste one. Like hard-boiled eggs. Like, I don't know what we thought.
Quit stealing my thunder, man.
I'm sorry.
Then quit doing it, damn. Cream so, of the crop. With the saying, cream of the crop will rise, the cream will rise. So, with that out of the way, because I've already done it, I'd say, Sir Strumming.
Oh, yeah, I won't even go near that shit. No.
Yeah, Sir Strumming is out for me. Durian, I would take before that, because I know durian apparently tastes really good. You just have to shut the smell part of it off.
Technically, so, we've had durian.
We've had durian wafers and cookies. That's not the same.
No, I'm just saying.
Because
like,
the texture is a big part of it, too.
Yeah, no, we tried something made of durian, and it was really good. So, I don't know. That's a start. Mike, what you got?
Dude, man.
He hates so many
things. There's so many good options. There's so bad many options, to choose from.
Like, everybody's going to get mad because you're going to be like, eggs, ham.
No, see, because I can eat an omelet if you put enough other shit in it. Like, so if you give like me, like, a Denver salad. Omelet. Yeah, so same thing with, like, a burger. If you put enough shit on it.
So, like, the pizza.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I opened the pizzas and I saw mine. Was mm-hmm. like, that's mine. And then I saw two pizzas that had meat on them. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well...
Yeah. My Supreme, yeah.
Yeah, and then I looked at hers and I was like, well, comparatively between the two, that has to be Joey's because it's way too daring for Mike. But this still has two kinds of meat on it. Mm-hmm. Did Supreme she fuck up?
No.
I was like, did she fuck up or what?
I asked
happening?
Him what he wanted and even sent him the menu link. And he was like, mm-hmm. whatever's the equivalent of a Supreme... Which, granted, is always what he ordered when I worked at Pizza Hut, so that's what I expected, but didn't want to assume, and also wanted to tell you that, like, everybody's getting their own fucking pizza, so, like, if you got some wild hair up your ass and you want, like, a barbecue fucking corn pizza, let me know.
I want a 9-alarm fire pizza.
Do you want barbecue sauce, corn, cheese, and everything that's spicy? Let me know. I don't give a shit.
Fucking big ups to even this show not sponsored by Even Odds Pizza, but it could be.
God, but it could be.
I think I will say Brussels sprouts.
Really?
Oh, they're so good.
No,
dude,
way.
You saute them in some butter with some bacon and some onion. Oof.
They have to be cooked doggy. Right. If they're under or overcooked, or even the frozen ones, which I will never buy again. They're awful.
Nah, you gotta pan fry them, sear them really quick in oil,
cut
high
in
heat.
Half.
Yeah, cut in half, high heat. Give them like 5 minutes in the oil to fry. Then you hit it with the bacon, which you've already cooked and diced up, and the onion, which you've already sautéed and diced up. And throw it in there, and then add a little salt, a little pepper. Boom, baby.
They're great shredded into salads too.
What is it? You've never had one?
No, I have.
Okay, well, I think that doesn't count then.
What?
Because the question was one food you'll never eat.
Oh,
well, that's not fair. Because my
fair.
Answer was going to be caviar,
well,
but I've had
stupid,
shitty
then,
caviar. Like that's not fair though, because none of us are that closed minded. Mike will try shit.
I've never had Sir Strumming. It's also just never been presented to me. So
I didn't know you were going with shit we've never had.
See, that I haven't had...
That's the question. One food
well,
you'll never eat.
My brain and me, I must
specify.
Have just heard what I wanted to out of it.
They
you
didn't
what?
Specify we'd never eaten it, though.
Yes, they did. Go ahead,
no,
Mike.
They said you'll never eat.
I must have just heard like what I wanted to hear out of that. Like, I assume it was what's something you hate. not what would you never even try.
One food you absolutely refuse to eat, and why?
Yeah, that doesn't say you haven't eaten it before.
But if you're absolutely refusing to do it, absolutely means you'll never do it.
To me, that implies that you've had it, so you know that you will never have it again because you hate it that much.
Okay, fine. Then let's close the show out this way. You answer it in that respect, in that regard. Answer it like you've had it before, so that's Brussels sprouts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, motherfucker, fine. Do I have to pick one? I have to pick one because... My thing was going to be like, okay, now answer it. Like, what's a food you have not eaten and refused to eat completely?
See, that's why I didn't want to take that approach, because I don't have one. I will try everything. Even if I'm, like, initially like, ugh, gross, no thank you, I don't know that I won't like it. So even if I put up resistance, I'm still going to be like, well, I at least have to try it. Because my whole, like, if I have any life theory... it's try it once, see if you like it. Mm-hmm. If you're not sure, try it again. That's it.
Yeah, I mean it's a good stance to have. So let me ask you this: Would you eat human?
Yeah.
Wow, QAnon, eat your heart out! Oh my God, QAnon,
do you get it?
There are people who are willing to to dedicate their bodies to that shit. There are people who like run a completely healthy lifestyle. And when they say they're giving their body to science, they try to put a note where they're like, yeah, figure out if humans are sustainable food, if they're healthy, and what my body is doing.
You mean just meat.
Yeah, like, it's just another meat.
I would starve to death, but...
But it's like when cows eat cows, right? And they get mad cow disease.
But that's not humans why they get mad cow disease.
Then explain it, Bill Nye.
From what I heard, and I could be completely wrong...
Good pull.
That stemmed more from eating dead cows that either A, had gone bad, quote-unquote, or were already infected with something.
Okay.
Salmonella.
Granted, like, cows also have four stomachs. So any of their four stomachs could have been carrying bacteria that the other cow's four stomachs weren't carrying, but that cow was used to, a la... food allergies.
First world bovine problems, am I right?
But yeah, no. I just the same as like you have Body Worlds exhibits, right?
Yeah, that shit's fascinating. People
donate their bodies.
In Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's been all over the place.
I mean, I have the DVD.
It has a permanent space in the MSI now, so.
Okay. But no, we went to see that in whatever grade, I don't remember.
Yeah,
the whole thing was just like your brain's just outside of your head. You've never seen it.
We have the fucking DVD.
Yeah, that's what I said. Like we have it. I've just never seen it.
Yeah, it's really fucking fascinating, and it's all volunteers. It's not like
they just dig people up, like
right. Well, the weirdest part was is there were protesters outside of it when I went there because they had
of course there
the fetus exhibit. And it was fetuses at different points of the stage that were donated from miscarriages. And people were like, how dare they display this? They ripped
them from their bodies. Like, and you're like, no. In one piece?
Yeah. I'm like, no, somebody had a miscarriage, like medical miscarriage, where they happened to be in the hospital with the cramps. They took it out. You can see this bean-shaped piece of shit, piece of flesh. You're like... there's 8 weeks right there. It's nothing. Anyway.
It's something, but...
They were like, fake news! And I'm like, that's the actual specimen. That's the whole point of this exhibit.
Fake news! Physical thing right in front of me.
Actual proof.
No,
at 8 weeks, they have fingers and toes and brains. I'm like, no, they don't.
No.
They're just a bean of
you are living tissue. Proof that even at 25 years old, no, you don't have a brain.
That was a sick burn.
Got him.
I feel bad that, like, talking about what we won't eat went to fucking fetuses.
Yeah, I won't eat a fetus. Yeah, I said it.
I mean,
anyway.
Adam.
Yeah, add me on Twitter.
I'm, like, 100% the kind of person where I, like, I would probably die from eating something that just got discovered, because it'd be like, I don't know. Yeah, hand it over.
What dis?
Yeah.
Some random berries from the rainforest.
No brain. What dis?
I wouldn't do, like, the random berries, like, hiking, because even here in Wisconsin, there are random berries on trees where, like, if you eat that, you'll die. Don't eat that.
Are you sure?
And, yeah, can childhood me was like, but I know I've seen the pictures.
Are you sure,
like,
about that?
But could I?
Is it a guarantee?
I'm the one.
I don't know!
Bro, this seltzer? They must have changed their formula. Taste that. Taste that. It is popping with blueberry acai. It is in my face. It's fucking my taste buds. It's fucking my taste buds right now.
That used to be real lame.
Dude, that's a fucking dope-ass flavor. Go out and get yourself some Truly Seltzer. This show not sponsored by Truly, but it fucking could be.
The mixed berry variety.
Ooh, yeah.
That's the one I got. Because I'm like, we haven't tried that.
That's where it's at. Berries.
Where it's at.
I got Beck. Two berries and a fucking seltzer.
Was that Beck?
He's what, Beck?
Where it's at.
Where it's at.
It's Beck.
Two turntables
and a microphone.
Oh, man.
Jesus!
Are we calling it?
Oh, man.
You're making me mad.
I think we should, man.
Dope.
I think it's a good place to cut it off, you know, end on a high note. Leave the party before the party leaves you. Do not be Pauly Shore. Don't be Bob Saget. Don't be trying to regrow that career. Don't be Biker Taker.
Don't be Ric Flair.
You know,
definitely don't be Jovi, Ric Flair.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
Now I feel lied to. I was told you were going to open the show with it, not close it.
Yeah, see, well, I threw you for a loop. I threw you for a loop.
He's such a liar.
I know. I'm such a dick, dude. There's nothing you can do. Wait, what is that? What is that?
It's the ability to go pee.
Is that the winds of change?
Sure.
Oh my god. Do you know how long it's been since the winds of change have swept through this studio?
Like 7 days.
Oh, it's been... No. Do your math. That clearly listened. My statement was going to be, that clearly listens why you don't state the show. So, whatever.
I was here. I don't need to. Get that WrestleMania shirt.
Okay,
it
well,
wasn't
say
there.
Bye before you get up at least. Jesus.
I was going to when I got up. You ruined my bed. Love y'all.
That wasn't a bye.
Yeah, he's got you there.
Goodbye.
Yeah, say bye, man.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for joining. I love you.
Ooh, smooches. That's it. We out this bitch. The winds of chains are in here, and that's all she wrote. Be sure to heed the end roll. Tip your waitress. Get your dog or cat spayed or neutered. What do you got to say, Mike? What do you got to say, man?
Click.
Hey everybody, thank you for listening to the Discount Podcast. If you like what you heard, you can head over to patreon.com/discountpodcast, where for just as low as a dollar, you can get sweet, sweet bonuses, such as ad-free versions of all the shows, movie commentaries, bonus content, gaming videos, and so, so much more. Also, if you want to join the discussion and the community, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/discountpodcast, or you can follow us on Twitter at Discount Podcast. See you guys there.
Violence rhythm. twisting and turning in utero. Went out of my body and swimming through you. A nightmarish dream like a maze. Dream like a maze. Dream like a maze. From the rolling hills of suicide, everyone will run and hide. Screaming bloody murder with their heads on fire. There just may be a chance for me. Disfigured faces in technicolor, like roses on the deathbed of your dying mother. As the seasons grow into the angriest people, sadistic and slightly deranged. Everyone is changed.
What's up, all you beautiful NPCs? It's time to throw some thanks out there to our patrons at our bonus nachos level. So that'd be Mr. Charlie, Ms. Renata, Mr. Shane, and Mr. Steve. Thanks for the patronage, guys. We love you.